At a hearing hosted by state lawmakers last week in Chicago, state prison officials said more than 2,000 people are currently on electronic monitoring. That means they're confined to their homes unless a parole officer gives them permission to leave. Nicole Davis shared how her uncle was forced to wear an ankle monitor after his release from prison in 2014. He was diagnosed with late-stage cancer, and Davis says he missed doctor's appointments because he couldn't get permission to leave his house, and it took weeks for someone to remove the monitor from his body after he died.
He stayed in the morgue for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. If I had known that they was going to treat him that way, I would have cut it.
Without getting into specifics, state prison officials told lawmakers that the agency needs to change the way it uses electronic monitoring. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.